And Kieran McAvoy was fantastic yesterday on Red Cell. He had to get it right, Jim. The pace was so important because everyone had Hewson leading, Red Cell sitting outside, frenetic tempo. He had to find an opportunity to give that horse a little breather mid-race. Peter Snowden told us that that's exactly what he did, and they've landed the prize. And Kieran, good morning. Congratulations. And was it as simple as that, Kieran, was just getting that pace and that rating right mid-race on Red Cell?
Yeah, good morning, boys. Yeah, what a day. It was it was very special to be a part of it. And Red Cell turned up, and he's just gone to a new level, which is what's been sort of well-documented from myself and the stable. And obviously, Hughie, who'd ridden him before as well, he's just kept improving. And you're right, Ray, it was about getting it right, getting the fractions right, and obviously going that nice, happy tempo to suit everyone, I suppose. And you don't want to be getting annoyed and tested halfway, so you can't go too slow, and you don't want to go too quick, because then you're setting up for the back markers. So, I had the luxury of riding a lovely horse that knows his job so well, and obviously perfectly trained to perfection by the Snowdens.
Do you feel the extra pressure on a day like that? Do you get a sense of what the race means and the way that the public had responded there, Karen?
Oh, definitely. It was the pressure was on. It was and I definitely had my game face on, that's for sure. Mm. I was a bit tense and nervous beforehand, but once I got on the horse, I was riding. And then started to feel more at home and more at ease. And, as I just said, he's a sprinter that's he's a dream to ride, because he's quick out of the machines. He's into his stride. He travels well, and he's up there out of the ruck. And that's what helps him win these races. And he's been well handled. He's just the Snowdens took their time with him early, and the last 18 months he's just gone to a new level.
Mm. Karen, what was the banter, if there was any, amongst the jockeys prior to the race? Because I was in there when the stewards hauled all 12 jockeys in and gave them that, I guess, that little, I don't know if pep talk's the right expression, but just reminding each rider of the rules of racing and the potential of some massive fines if you transgressed. Well, from that point onwards into the last sort of half hour before the race, was there much talk in the jockeys' room about the race, or did you all just keep to yourself?
No, not really. It was heads down and into the last minute preparations, and it was actually a bit rushed because we had to weigh out, and then we had to check our body weight, and then go out for the presentation when we had the plaques or the placards, whatever they're called, that we held up before the race, and then we're pretty much on the back of the horse soon after. So it was a little bit rushed leading into it. So there wasn't much chat. It was game face on, and everyone was concentrating. So it was pretty much what goes on big days. A bit of banter earlier in the day, and then everyone settles down to fight out the majors.
As a two-time winner of the Melbourne Cup, you've likened it to you've still got the Melbourne Cup as a pinnacle, but you've likened it to that. But this is very close. Was the direct quote. That's incredible, Karen, for, as we say, we've said it a number of times this morning. This race didn't exist 9 months ago.
No, exactly. It's, fantastic initiative, because yesterday was like a Cox Plate Day type atmosphere, it was a great crowd, great young crowd at Randwick, enjoying the day, and we were lucky that it didn't rain. It was great to be a part of, and obviously, I was the victor, so it was that bit more sweeter yesterday. But, in its infancy, you can see this race and this day just progressing so well. And, Jamie Spencer, my mate, was here. He rode yesterday, and he just said, there's so much prize money. He said there's yesterday's race, meaning there was races for 500 grand, and they were the undercard.
Yeah.
And, it's remarkable. It's fantastic for our owners and the people that buy into our industry to have these races to aim at, so this day is only going to get bigger and better, and it's just what Sydney racing needed.
You said something there, Kieran, on Tuesday on the boat in the barrage, or when I was interviewing you did mention the youngish crowd that was at Randwick the previous Saturday for the Spring Champion Stakes, and I took note of what you said, and I had a careful look yesterday what I could at a huge crowd, and it was a predominantly younger crowd, wasn't it, which seems to have tapped into this Everest vibe, Kieran?
That's right. Yeah, it's that's what stands out, and it's great to see. You know, we want to be getting the new clan into the racing, and hopefully they enjoyed their day yesterday, and they can be coming back again. So, for instance, the young girl that held the placard with me before the race with Redzel on it, I asked her. I said, "Have you ever been to the races again before?" And she said, "No, I've never been." And she said, "But I'll be coming back again." So that's what you want to hear, and it can only be beneficial for the racing industry here.
Well, we all know millennials have a very short attention span, so it's got to be a 1200 metre race, Kieran. It can't be over 3200. That's just too far.
Fair point.
Fair point. Hey, you're riding today.
Yeah, I'm actually heading down to Cranbourne for the Cranbourne Cup. I've got one for Charlie Appleby, a horse called Folkswood that's got good form overseas. So there's a few scratchings in the race I see. So we've come in a few barriers, and if he turns up in good form, which the stable said he's in, then he's going to take a fair bit of beating there today.
Kieran, on a slightly negative note, the suspension yesterday, that could potentially keep you out of the Caulfield Cup?
No.
Oh, Cox Plate, sorry.
I've actually got I got four meetings yesterday, so I can ride next Saturday.
That's right, sorry.
And then I missed a few meetings in the midweek, and I missed the Manicato meeting on the Friday night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mooney Valley, but I'm back for Cox Plate Day. So, yeah, I was a bit of a naughty boy in race one and squeezed a few up and have to learn the lesson from that, so... luckily no one fell, and it was just a bit of bumping and jostling.
Actually, he's a good horse, the horse in the first, Don't Give a Damn.
Kieran? He is, yeah. He's another horse that's gone from strength to strength, and Danny Williams is pretty pleased with where he's got him, so he can go into a nice race, I'm sure, and he'll be better even next time in.
Yeah, the Tab Highway Consolation, very pleased that Danny could get the runner there, no doubt. Kieran, congratulations, fantastic. Your front page news all over the place.
Around the world.
Around the world, yeah. It's brilliant. Congratulations on that win yesterday.
No worries. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Ray.